I have never heard the term kidult, K-I-D-U-L-T-S. Apparently it's been around for a little while, but this story I just saw pop up on CNBC. And it says there are two things keeping the toy industry afloat right now: inflation and consumer groups known as kidults. Kidults are responsible for 1/4 of all toy sales annually, around $9 billion worth, the biggest driver of growth throughout the industry. Kidults are defined as ages... Now, this doesn't make any sense to me, I got to tell you. It says 12 and older. 12, you're still a kid. That's where the kid part comes in.
Yeah.
But this story focuses more on the older adults, where the adults part comes in as part of kids, who have been steadily contributing to the toy industry for years. Spending has accelerated in the wake of the pandemic. And kidults, who have a great fondness for cartoons, superheroes, and collectibles, apparently are spending because a lot of reminders of childhood, buying merchandise such as action figures, Lego sets, or dolls, typically considered for kids, now are being marketed. In fact, even toy lines being created specifically for older generations. I've missed this completely.
Me too.
You know what? I guess maybe it's just I see it all the time. I don't even think much about it. But yeah, I think a lot of... I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's so much of a boomer thing, but maybe Gen Xers, I think they like their... it's what we grew up with, which was buying like Star Wars figures, right? I mean, isn't that one thing?
Funny you mentioned that, Jonathan.
All right. Okay.
So it says here in the 70s and 80s, the toy business began to shift away from being an industry that was just about the next innovative item and embraced creating more products based on entertainment franchises. Now, it says here, even before the 70s and 80s, you had that attachment, but it was Star Wars in 1977 that really launched the licensed products merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, there really was an explosion attached to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Star Wars action figures. And everybody had to have a Wookiee.
Yeah. And all the collectibles, the merchandise. I mean, everything was Star Wars. And that's what they talk about.
Yep.
People who remember that are now into a collectible or even sharing with their own kids, but they're making more purchases for themselves. It says kidulting started to rise in prominence around a decade ago, with superheroes and comic book cultures exploding into the mainstream.
Oh, yeah.
Toy manufacturers such as Lego embraced consumers' trends and started creating specific lines just for adults related to the action figures. It says here, for example, Mattel even had new dolls that were Barbie that were more specifically related to adults. I'm trying to think of some of the things we talked about before. Remember some of the, the singer line?
Oh, yeah, that's
remember,
right. Like Lady
Tina
Gaga
and Tina Turner.
And yes.
Sure. I mean, the Barbie doll type of things, but they were from Mattel, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Hot Wheels, another thing where they're making cars that harken back to childhoods. In fact, Mattel, it says, and I forgot about this, coming out in 2023, has launched with its internet movie company, the movie Barbie, that's coming out in July of 2023.
Oh, man.
And Hasbro, in March, we'll be releasing Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
Yeah.
There's another big one.
That's a huge one.
There's another big one. So, and it says these movies are designed not for the young kids, but catering to the adults who are the toy-loving consumers who remember it from their childhood and are now into more purchases for more of the collectible genre.
I wonder if like that baby Yoda is blowing up for...
Oh, my gosh.
Older people.
For older people, too, yeah.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Of course, they say they're buying it for their kids, but...
Well, don't we all say we're buying it for our kids?
Here's another part of the story. Again, this was from CNBC talking about kidulting. Do you remember the Razor? Razor, I think, was the brand, scooters.
Yep.
The kids started using back, it says, in 2000. In fact, within 6 months, the company had sold more than 5 million units. Well, now Razor scooters are back, but now they're electric scooters. For those who had them as they were kids, but now 20 years later, maybe the legs aren't the power they need, but they need
a battery.
Well, yeah, they've got electric versions of scooters now just for the older generation.
That was a kid in 2000. That means they're only in their 30s. They better not be.
You like the,
Hopefully their legs are still.
Light Bright, it says, now has a larger version that you create work that can be hung as artwork. It's not just created and it goes away. You create it, and now you can hang it up as artwork.
Oh, fun.
I miss Light Bright.
Light Bright. How about that?
Wasn't there like some kind of movement a few years ago? It may have been like a decade ago about adult coloring books.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
remember that?
That's a very big
mandala.
Yeah,
talk to Art Lewis because I know his wife got into that very much,
right.
And they began coloring book clubs with adults turning out. In fact, Light Bright. In fact, they were just elected. It was just elected into the Toy Hall of Fame. Remember that? We talked about that.
Yeah, that's right.
In the last 12 months. Kidult groups represent 60% of the dollar growth in the toy industry, despite accounting for only a quarter of sales. So a quarter of a sale, but it accounts for 60% of the dollar growth. So you can see why they're doing some marketing there.
Right.
Well, where's the money? The adults have it. Whether they're buying for their kids or for themselves. Kidults. K-I-D-U-L-T-S.
All right. It doesn't surprise me. Does not surprise me at all. And, you know, Denise, if you happen to walk in one day and you see Charlie and I fighting each other with some plastic lightsabers.
we're just
cadulting. That's all we're doing.
And I'll see, you know, Charlie has his army men set up.
I love the army men.
I like those.
Remember the army men?
Oh, yeah.
We used to have, my brother had army men. He would have whole wars going on the bedroom floor.
But does he still?
You know, I don't know.
Check with them.
I don't know. I don't really know if I want to know.
Well, but here's a potential Christmas gift. Don't know what to get, family anymore? Give them the army men.
Well, or train sets. Train sets always go over
train
big.
Sets are good ones.
No matter what age the kids are.
And knowing Charlie as I do, I think he would love some like old time WWF, like Hulk Hogan action figures.
That's right. Hulk Hogan and what is it? She-Ra the, I can't remember from.
There were so many characters.
There were so many characters.
Yeah.
Get
you the Iron Sheik.
Are you cadulting adults in our audience? Let me know. I'd like to know what toys you are coveting under the Christmas tree.